This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. General Motors reported quarterly profits today. They were lower than expected because recalls. We're seeing just how much those faulty ignition switches are costing them. GM says compensating victims alone will run between $400 and $600 million, maybe more. And that doesn't include repairs and all the other costs associated with big recalls like that. But bad as that sounds, and it does sound bad, GM sales somehow aren't suffering. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes a closer look at that.
You wouldn't think GM is the company going through a recall crisis based on sales numbers.
It's amazing. General Motors would have had an outstanding quarter had it not been for all of the costs associated with the recalls.
Auto Trader senior analyst Michelle Krebs adds that recalls actually provide a sales opportunity.
A lot of these recall people are coming into the dealership and liking what they see in the showroom. They get their recall fixed, but they buy a new car.
And GM is driving sales without giving away the store, says Sean McElinden with the Center for Automotive Research.
They have not resorted to incentive campaigns to keep their sales up. Profitability on some of their newer models is very healthy.
Car industry watchers credit GM's improved PR response after early bumbling. But Paul Argenti, who teaches corporate communications at Dartmouth's business school, is not impressed.
You know, if I were grading them in my class, they'd get a low pass, which is sort of the equivalent of a D.
He wants to see the company better explain how it's going to change a culture that led to serious, deadly engineering flaws getting on the road.
What people want to know in a crisis is why it happened, but then they also want to know why that's just not going to happen again.
And that's a real leadership challenge for CEO Mary Barra. For auto analyst Marianne Keller, it's about action, not talk.
All of what she says will go for naught if a year from now it's business as usual.
And breaking decades of bad habits is a lot harder than fixing an ignition switch. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.